What's going on, bro nut? It's your boy Jerry, the TR Expert Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studio recording episode number 77 of the TR Expert Talks. And today we're going to be talking about the mile. Yeah, buddy. I know we've talked about running before a little bit, talk about cardio and stuff, but I wanted to get specific today and actually talk about the mile because I have something that I want to share with you that may shock and surprise you. Actually, probably not, but I think it's kind of interesting. So it's going to be a relatively short episode, not going to talk too much, just talk about the mile and obviously talk a little bit about endurance and what that means in the real world life situations, right? Before we get started here though, I just want to let you know that I'm opening up my TRX classes. Our TRX is starting to grow, the gym is starting to grow, I'm getting a lot more personal training clients, and it's getting to be the point that I can't really train everybody on my own now, and so I'm actually trying to bring some people into TRX classes, bringing people together, obviously keeping good company and keeping theme with our company slogan and motto. So if you're interested, it's actually quite an affordable thing. TRX training with me here at an hour is $35 a session. If you're doing it per session, it's even cheaper than that if you buy a package of sessions. And obviously the first one is on the house because you're listening to this. So what I'll do for you, if you jump in and just shoot me an email at info@generalfitnesscompany.com or generalfitnesscompany@gmail.com. Any of those work. Anyway, again, that's info@generalfitnesscompany.com or generalfitnesscompany@gmail.com. Also, you can always hit me up on the website, generalfitnesscompany.com. So anyway, there's the three ways to get me. You obviously can phone call me, text me, if you know me personally, obviously. So yeah, I'd love to have you out. TRX is starting to grow. Where, like I said, General Fitness Company is starting to grow so much that I can't do it all on my own anymore, at least and give you the same service individually. So we're branching out and doing a little bit more group stuff. So I'd love to have you out, and let's go ahead and get this show started, huh? Episode number 77, The Mile. Let go! Alright, so yeah, we'll get right into it. You know, the mile's actually kind of interesting. You know, when I first got into college, I was thinking about this, because we used to run like mile repeats and stuff like that. Actually, sorry, not mile repeats in the way you're thinking. We had quarter mile repeats that were a mile. So, like, you'd run 400 meters, which is a lap around the track, and then you would stop and rest. Where a rest was like an active recovery, then you run another 400, and then et cetera, and to, you know, till you get to 1600. The funny thing is, though, what I found out is that the mile, even though 400 meters is supposed to be one lap around the track, and a quarter lap around the track is 100 meters, if you look into it, if you actually were to do the measurements on a track, your typical standard outdoor track, is actually not 1,600 meters, which equals a mile. It's actually not 1,600 meters. It's actually 1,580 meters. That's your typical track. It's about 1,500 to 1,590, depending on how many lanes are on the track. But your standard regulation tracks will have either 8 or 9 lanes, so you have a 1,590 or 1,580 to 1,600 meter track, depending on how they build it. But anyways, I thought that was kind of interesting because all these times I've been running around a track, obviously, you know, it's been a while since I was in college, so I've been running a little bit knowing that 1600 meters is definitely a little bit longer than 4 laps around the track. But before that, I had no idea, and it was kind of interesting because I was running around this track thinking I was doing something that I wasn't really doing. And you know, obviously with the mile, I'm giving you this information now so that you know that if you are running 4 laps around the track and you're calling it a mile, you are not running a mile. But more importantly, I want to talk about that real world life situation, those real world life lessons. And it's a short one today. It's essentially, you know, sometimes you might be thinking that you're doing something that you're not really doing. Sometimes you're thinking that you're doing something that you think that's effective, but it's actually not as effective as you think it is. And that's why I think it's important for us to sometimes sit back and analyze what you're doing. You know, it's like whatever you're doing, whether you're saving money to try to get to a certain thing that you want to buy, or whether you're trying to cut a couple calories and you're eating low-fat yogurt or whatnot, to try to lose weight. You got to think about, like, whatever you're doing, is it really effective? Is it really working? Is it really what you think it is? Because, you know, saving up your money to get something it can work. It can sometimes work. But even better is investing into something. That's the best way to make money. That's been said time and time again by every person that's been in the Forbes 500 or top 50 or top 20 or even the richest person in the world, Warren Buffett. I think he's one of the richest people in the world, if not the richest. I probably am wrong on that one, actually. I'm thinking it's actually Jeff Bezos Mark Zuckerberg, probably the top two. But Warren Buffett comes in pretty daggone close. But all those people will tell you the same thing. Investing is the best way to create your money. So saving, cool. So that's going to be take you a long time if you're going to try to get to something. But if you really want something quickly, best thing to do is invest. So there's your free, has nothing to do with fitness knowledge for the day. This one has a little bit more to do with fitness. Low-fat yogurt. So, you know, the thing is about low-fat yogurts, even though they're low-fat and you might think, oh, I'm eating this, I have less fat than I'm eating, yada, yada, yada. But unless there are no sugar, unless it's like a low-fat yogurt, get low-fat Greek yogurt with no sugar, it might be worse than a regular yogurt. Because the fact is that if it has sugar in it and it's a low-fat yogurt, I guarantee you it has a ton of sugar. A ton. And the thing about a ton of sugar is you don't have a lot of fiber in that yogurt. So that fiber is not really balanced out at all as something that's not really absorbed into your body. All that sugar that you're getting in that yogurt all gets absorbed into your body. So, as I said, sometimes things aren't what they really seem, and you have to really think about what you're doing and really analyze, is it doing what it's supposed to do for what you believe it's supposed to do? And sometimes that's the case. A lot of times for a lot of people, that's not the case. And even for me, in the case of trying to run a mile at a time, I found out that a 1600, a full mile, is not 4 laps around the track. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, just like I said, if you think about it, stop eating those low-fat yogurts. If you're trying to make money quickly, invest. And that doesn't mean play the slots or buy lottery tickets. It means really take your time, think about something that is going to be worth value, that is underpriced, and purchase it, then turn around and sell it for more than you bought it for. That is investing. So anyways, that's what I got for you today. Like I said, a short and quick one. I'm going to pick this up in a couple seconds in the conclusion. I got something for you people that are looking for a little bit more than just a mile in your workout. So let's talk in a couple seconds. I'll catch back up with you. All right, yeah, short and sweet. Sometimes that's the best way to go. So here we are in the conclusion today. We're going to be talking about the mile, and specifically we're going to be talking about how we can improve your mile time or whatever you're trying to do. So I had a client, I have a member of this here boot camp that I started back in May. She started maybe around then, maybe a little bit later than May, probably closer to early June. But anyways, she said to me the other day, she said, you know, Jerry, I've run this path and I've been running it for quite a while, and you know, recently I've noticed that my time has gone down. And somebody cracked a funny joke and said, oh, you mean you've been running less time? Funny. But no, she meant that she's actually faster in her route now. So she gets out and she gets done faster, and she's more efficient and effective and can get more stuff done. Isn't that cool? So, and all because she's been coming to boot camp. So that's something that I want you to have. I want something that... So that's kind of cool, right? I mean, progress. That's what we're all after, right? That's what makes us happy. That's one of the quintessential keys to happiness. I just used the word quintessential, and I probably didn't even use it right. But that's okay. Anyways, it's one of the keys to happiness. So I want to help you get that same. I want to help you get that same happiness with your life and your fitness. Mainly your fitness. I don't know if we could help you with your life at boot camp, but there are some, obviously, we know there are some benefits to exercising and a consistent basis and exercising with fun people. So anyways, I run this boot camp every Wednesday and Friday at 6 a.m. I also have a class that's on Saturday that's a little bit later for you sleepyheads. That's at 8 a.m. So my Wednesday and Friday class is a full body boot camp class. We meet at the Ballykinwood Heritage Trail. That's on the corner of Levering Mill and Belmont. Don't get it mistaken for the playground. A couple people have gotten it mistaken for the Ballykinwood Park, which is across the street on Belmont. It's actually on the other side of the street by the Bala Eye Center if you are from Ballykinwood and you're currently listening to this. So yes, we have this boot camp that we do every Wednesday and Friday. It meets at 6 a.m. full body. We get hardcore with it, but we also accept newcomers and people that aren't in the optimal shape, so to speak, because it's boot camp. So we all get along, we all get together, and there's modifications. Because I've been doing this for years, so if you can't do a push-up, guess what? There's five other ways that I have for you to do push-ups that don't involve you going all the way down and going from your hands and toes. There's five other ways that I have for you to do a push-up that aren't necessarily your traditional ways of doing a push-up. So wherever you are in your fitness levels, I got your back. So anyways, I'd love to help you out with this, with your fitness, as I said, and I'm going to help you out for free. How am I going to do that? How, Jerry, are you going to do that? Well, I'll let you know. If you remember the following phrase, keep good company today, and you repeat that phrase to me either at boot camp or you email me at info@generalfitnesscompany, generalfitnesscompany@gmail.com, or get back to me at the website, generalfitnesscompany.com. Any of those three ways, there's many more ways to contact me, but those are top three ways to get in contact with me. And so if you get back to me with that phrase, keep good company today, that will grant you free access into any one of our classes. The first two we talked about are the any one of our classes. As I said, the full body boot camps on Wednesday and Friday, and I didn't really speak about the Saturday class because that's a little bit different class. It's a more of a beginner class, but it's not exactly like our full body classes. I call it yoga, as in Jerry yoga class, because it's a version of it's my version of yoga that's not necessarily like yoga for, you know, yogis, you know, where you're doing sun salutations and opening up your chest to the sun and doing back bends and all stuff. I can't do that, so I'm not gonna have you do it. But, you know, I do believe in flexibility. So we're gonna do like my version of yoga. It involves elements from like what I did in ballet, what I did when I was a power lifter, when I did with things that I did to warm up as a track and field All-American. And of course, some stuff from American Ninja Warrior, because they have some really good stuff for flexibility as well. So I bring all those different elements of training and put them all together into what I call a yoga class, Jerry Yoga. So I think you'd really get a kick out of it. It's awesome. We have great weather. We in the end of the summer here. It's not too hot, not too cold, and it's really peaceful and relaxing. So I'd love to have you out. Again, that phrase is keep good company today. You want your first class free? That's how you do it. All right. Well, that does it for my day. Monday is officially over, and guess what? I'm done early enough with this. We might actually come out before midnight. How about that? Anyways, wherever you catch this, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, morning, evening, night, I appreciate you listening. I hope you have a great day. And as always, keep good company.